Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Director of Marketing with Story Medical, Stephanie Marsaw. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you coming by and just letting us know there's a lot going on with you guys this year because it's a special year for you guys. It's the 75th anniversary.
It is, and we are super excited about it. We actually opened in September 10th of 1951. So we have been doing some things here internally to kind of excite the staff about it and get them engaged in some things. And as the year goes on, we're going to be doing some other things externally just for the community and for the patients that we serve. And then that will all culminate in September, close to the anniversary date. A weekend in September, we plan on just having a big party for everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome that you guys have been able to serve in our community for 75 years. I mean, what is it kind of, how does it kind of feel to be part of, a healthcare organization that's been able to help this Story County for multiple plus years, 75? I mean, it's an incredible number.
Yeah, it really is. And just to be as embedded in this community as we are, and to see, we're to the point where we've taken care of generations of people. And with a small town community hospital like this, it's quite probable that, we saw grandma and then we saw the daughter and now we're seeing grandma's granddaughter. And so just to know that we've had an impact in what we are actually calling generations of care, that's huge. That's a great feeling to be involved in someone's family like that.
Yeah, that is awesome. So the big day is September 10th. Are you guys, you said you're doing stuff throughout the year. Is there a place like people can go maybe to see some of these events leading up to it?
I would recommend that they follow our Facebook page. We have started to put out some pretty old photos. I think last week, one we put out was the very first baby that was ever born at Story Medical Center. And back then, it was actually called Story County Hospital. We didn't actually become Story County Medical Center until the 2000s. But we've been posting some really cool old photos. And so they can follow along at our Facebook page. And then as events and other things pop up, that would probably be the primary place to get the information. And they just have to go to Facebook and just look up Story County Medical Center, and they'll find our page.
All right, perfect. We'll have to check out those photos. I'm sure there's a lot of laughs as you guys have been able to flip through those throughout the years. So,
for sure.
I do see, you guys have added to your facility there just south of Highway 30, but you guys are continuing to add and always still growing and trying to figure stuff out. Did I see a new MRI machine? Is that your facility?
Yes, and it's a service that a lot of people need, and it's become hard to get in to get an MRI. And so there was definitely a need for us to kind of have our own. And so construction started on that, I think it was probably the fall of last year. And MRIs, as probably most people know, it's a huge magnet. And so it needs to have its own dedicated space. And when I say a huge magnet, like, it could lift a car. And so it's come with kind of its own set of safety protocols, and there was pretty extensive training that our staff had to undergo. But we ended up with a state-of-the-art MRI suite. So now it's open, serving patients. We ended up getting a new CT scanner at the same time as well. So I don't normally love the phrase state-of-the-art, but at the current juncture, both of those machines here at Story County Medical Center really are state-of-the-art.
So is the MRI an addition then, something you guys haven't had before?
We did not have one in-house. We were able to offer MRIs to people once a week in basically a mobile unit. It was literally kind of a big truck that would pull up once a week, created its own set of challenges, especially in the winter because people had to walk outside to access it. And so this changes everything, having it under our own roof. We control the schedule, whereas we didn't before with the mobile MRI. We can offer same day and next day appointments, and it just really has us, it helps us take another step forward in providing that level of care close to home. One of the other things people probably think of when they think of an MRI is like the claustrophobia feeling that encompasses it. You're basically in a tunnel for all intents and purposes. So when we designed all of this, patient comfort was really at the forefront of our minds. And so this particular MRI that we have has a wider, what they call bore, so really like the hole that you go into, and then it's a shorter tunnel. So it helps reduce some of those feelings of claustrophobia. And then probably the coolest feature of it is that it has its own infotainment system. So while you are in there, you are able to watch Netflix, you can listen to music. There's a mirror in there that creates the impression of the MRI being larger than it is. And so it really should help those people who have, you know, that fear of confined spaces.
Yeah, that sounds like a great place to hang out. You know, I can get away from people and I don't have to talk to anybody. I can watch Netflix, you know, life's
exactly.
All right.
Exactly. You might even, I mean, some MRIs take, you know, up to 30 minutes. You might even have time to watch an episode of your favorite show on Netflix.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Very much state of the art there for the new MRI machine. But I also see you guys in the Story Medical Emergency Department have recertified as a level 4 trauma center. Tell me a little bit about this. What does this mean?
Sure. So like you said, we recently recertified as that. Some people may be a little bit aware of the different levels of trauma centers. Your level 1 trauma centers are the ones you're going to see in huge cities. So while level 4 is obviously a lower level than theirs, it's important to the people in Story County because it comes with additional training for all of our emergency department staff. So really at Story County Medical Center, when you come into our emergency department, we will sometimes obviously transfer you to a different hospital if, you know, whatever you have going on necessitates it. So level 4 centers really focus on being able to evaluate the patients rapidly, stabilize them if necessary, and then coordinate transfer quickly in case they need to go somewhere else for some of those specialized trauma services. And so along with that, being able to certify as a level 4 trauma center comes with a pretty extensive education for our staff. And so by us recertifying as a level 4 trauma center, we're able to take better care of those emergency department patients that come in.
Yeah, that's it's great to have, you know, any kind of extended care here right in our backyard. It's great to have that. I know, aren't you guys one of the few hospitals here kind of in Central Iowa that has a helicopter as well?
We are, yeah. In fact, we are the only hospital in Story County that has a helipad. And, I mean, that there again, being a level 4 trauma center, that really goes along with being able to coordinate those transfers in case, you know, someone does have to be life flighted. It allows us to be able to, you know, rapidly evaluate and stabilize that patient and get them on their way if they need a higher level of care than what we can provide here.
Joined today with Stephanie Marsaw, the Director of Marketing with Story County Medical Center. Stephanie, we've talked about, you know, being certified as or recertified as a level 4 trauma center and bringing in, you know, that new MRI machine as well. Where can people go just to learn about some of the services that you guys offer?
Yeah, they can check out our website, which is storymedical.org. And then if they want kind of more of an in-depth look at things we have going on, our Facebook page is a great place to get information from. And they can just go to Facebook and just look up Story County Medical Center, and our page should pop right up for them.
Yeah, check out that Facebook page. You said you're sharing some old photos, so I'm sure people will be excited maybe to see if their face pops up on any
Absolutely.
Of those photos. And that's where you said you're going to be releasing information about maybe some more fun events leading up to that September 10th, 75th anniversary. So that should be a fun time and a fun year for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really looking forward to it. And we've gotten some great comments on some of those photos already and hope to, you know, even get some cool stories to come out of some of that stuff.
Yeah, awesome, Stephanie. Well, I appreciate you making a little time for us. And thank you for you and all your team and all you guys do to keep us safe and healthy here in Central Iowa. So I appreciate the time.
You bet. Thanks, Zach.